Mr. Ruslander, how do you view your accomplishments, successes, and failures?
It's very difficult to be objective. I had a great opportunity in being the son of my father and following in his footsteps in the profession of law. Some people might say that I didn't really capitalize on what was available to me, and others might say that I did reasonably well. On balance, I feel I only have to answer myself, and I'm modestly satisfied with my professional development, and feel that I've conscientiously tried to meet my community obligations with not only with money, but with time and effort. But a little bit like the man who looks at the bottle and says, gee, it's half full, pessimist, and the others, the optimist says, oh boy, it's still half full. So you can't answer a question like you posed with any degree of preciseness. A lot of people ask me why my son, who I have told you is a lawyer, is not confirmed, and all I can say is that he, in his own way, feels that he would like to be a trial lawyer. And if you go into a firm like this, you become a trial lawyer, but over a very tedious procedure before you ever sit in the first chair and actually try a case. And what he's elected to do is take a position where he's literally in court every day and learning on his feet in the courtroom. And until he's had a certain amount of that experience, he finds that the way he wants to develop professionally, what he will ultimately do, I don't know. He was in our office in the days when he graduated from law school, because you had to serve a 3-month clerkship. That has been eliminated now. But he served his clerkship here, and at that time said that he'd had enough of a large law firm. He would do it differently. Now, whether he's right, I'll tell you better 5 years from now. And he can answer the question better 5 years from now. In the meantime, he's enjoying what he's doing, and I can see evidence of his professional development, which I find very gratifying. So I can't be too disappointed that he isn't with me, though I'll admit that the motivation of all of us when we started try and put together a larger firm was we thought we were making a place for our sons, as my father had made a place for me. But we've gotten big enough now that we have a nepotism rule, and it's very limited as to what you can do.
Well, would you think that he was trying to develop his own identity, to find himself away from?
I'm sure that he's like everyone else. He would like to establish his own identity, but at the same token, when it's necessary, he would be the first one to call to the court or the tip staff's attention the fact that his grandfather did it so-and-so, and rely on that fact. He can't very well refer to me around the courthouse, because that hasn't been the nature of my practice, but I'm sure that I don't want to call it sibling rivalry, that isn't the term, but I think every child would like to be established on his own. There came a point in time when I took personal satisfaction when I thought someone came to me because it was me rather than because I was my father's son. But in the long run, it takes both, and you don't have to, I don't think you have to hang your head because you were fortunate enough to have had a father who preceded you with a marked degree of success.
It's a very healthy and somewhat unusual attitude, and I think that that's marked this interview too. It's a very, very, very good attitude to have. I hope your children continue to have it too. Do you have any other questions, Rose?
We haven't heard much about your son, John. Did you want to add anything? Patricia's married.
And she has two children?
She has two children.
And we come along. The only one of my children I really feel free to brag about is my son-in-law, the doctor. Pat's husband, Dr. Lawrence Adler, who is a Pittsburgher. There is another Dr. Lawrence Adler.
Good to see.
No relation to our Larry. But Larry, as an anesthesiologist, always has been hospital-oriented because of the research, which is his primary interest. And he was good enough to be taken to Harvard, on the medical school faculty at Harvard. And the 2 years that he was in Boston, he primarily did all the open heart surgery cases in Peter Bent Brigham Hospital. That was his responsibility. So he's outstanding in his field, and that's why I cited him.
And they live where?
They now live in Tucson. And he is on this faculty in the University of Arizona Medical School. He also was in the Navy and got a citation because he was the anesthesiologist when a surgeon was removing a live bomb from the rib cage of one of the men they brought into their hospital. So both the doctor and the anesthesiologist worked in protective clothing and got an award or citation rather when the operation was successfully over.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
No, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Certainly has been a pleasure and a privilege to us. We've enjoyed it very much. Any other questions, Rose? Thank you very, very much.
It made me think at times before I glibly responded.
It was very, very good. Thank you.